everybody. My name is Shannon Mondor. I created Fulfillment in Faith because I discovered that many people want and are desperately searching for help. People of all backgrounds, whether they suffer from an addiction or not, are contacting me. They are scared, don't know who to turn to, don't know what to do next, have no direction in life, and they are wanting guidance. They have searched me out due to my success story of how I battled addiction to alcohol, mental illness, suicide, and lived with an abusive past. I overcame my past and used my experiences to help myself and to gain knowledge on how I could help others to go forward and to find their greatness within as I have. With those tools, I gained confidence, strength, and freedom, and have since published a book, How in the Hell Did I Get Here? And I am a successful mindset and manifesting coach. I made that choice to help others with my experiences, as I have been where so many are right now. So welcome to my podcast. Hello, everybody, and welcome to my podcast, Fulfillment in Faith. I am your host, Shannon Mondor. Today's episode is a continuation of my series, You Are Not the Only One. I was brought forth to do this series because during my healing from my addiction to alcohol, there were so many times that the universe had brought me to my silence. And during those times is when I learned so many things about myself, and I was guided. I was guided to talk openly about my past, my abuse, my addiction, and to speak my truth. From those moments of silence is when we learn, we grow, and then we teach and we help others. Today, I have a very special guest, and her name is Amber Kistler. And welcome, Amber. How are you today?
Great. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Amber, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're from?
Yes, I am from Fort Collins, Colorado. And me and my husband were both born and raised here, and we still live here and we homeschool our kids here.
Oh, wonderful. Like I said, I'm so pleased to have you on this podcast. Now, let's get into your story because you have come to your silence and your stillness several times throughout your life. So I want you to share your amazing story with the audience. And I've already got chills because I already know what it's about. So, okay, here we go.
Okay. Well, I would say that my moment of stillness started on July 2nd, 2011, when our daughter Keely was born. And after her birth, I was diagnosed with placenta accreta when I wouldn't stop bleeding, and I had to go into surgery and have an emergency hysterectomy. And so I woke up from that surgery not knowing what had happened. I thought they had just done a DNC, and I found out that like all of my dreams for the future of our family had completely been crushed. So that was it was the best day of my life and also seemingly the worst day of my life. So it was a lot to process. I was very anxious and depressed for the first bit of Keely's life. And we had some friends who came to visit us a couple months after she was born. Their names are Jeff and Catherine, and they offered to carry a baby for us. So we thought, well, it wouldn't hurt just to start looking into our options for how we're going to grow our family. And so we visited with a fertility clinic in Denver, and we found out the costs for IVF and surrogacy, and it was extremely expensive. And so we were extremely discouraged because we're like, I don't even know how we're going to come up with that kind of money. So we decided to start pursuing adoption shortly after that. And we had so much support from lots of friends and family who were amazing as we did fundraisers. And we were doing all of our paperwork. We went through our adoption training, and there was just so much love and support through that journey. And partway through that journey, when they saw all of our paperwork and they read through my biography, they told me that I would need counseling before they would let us move forward in our adoption journey. So I started counseling, and then they wanted me to get a psychological evaluation based on things that I had gone through in my past. So I did, and I already knew that this was not going to come back good because I had started digging into all the hardest parts of my life. So I was diagnosed with major depression, and the adoption agency called us and said that they were ending our journey with them. So of course we were crushed.
Yeah, that would be devastating, you know, because you're already on your healing journey, and then it's almost like you're being punished for it.
That's exactly what it felt like.
Because, yeah, it's so, so sad.
It was hard because they were like, without medication, we don't see you getting any better, and we don't think you're going to be a good parent to more children.
I don't think that medication is the way.
Right.
So many times, right? Like, that's the society that we live in. Take medication to numb it.
Right.
Instead of working through it.
Right.
I'm exactly. So sorry that happened to you.
Thank you. Yeah, but that's what brought me to my stillness. Like that, like not only the hysterectomy and the almost losing my life, you know, and how hard that was on my husband when he found out that he almost lost me, but then getting to that place, like that low place of, okay, I've got nowhere to go but up from here, right? I would just sit in my room and just be like, there has to be more to life than this. So I just kept going to counseling. We put our names on another adoption list for another place in town. And we waited. It was like a 9-month wait on the list to even get called to do your paperwork. So we waited. I kept going through my healing process. And during that time, I really went through a spiritual awakening because I had been raised in the church and Christian school. And I kind of been taught that God was in this box, like, and that he was this judgmental, critical, he's trying to punish us. It seemed like we were being taught that he was punishing us for our sins. And I was like, well, maybe that's why all these things have happened to me in the past. But during counseling, I really realized that that's not who God is at all. Mm-hmm. Like God is pure love, and he's in every single cell of the universe and in me. Like the power that created the world is inside of me. Mm-hmm. And so I really started to gain my power back. I went from completely powerless and depressed because I thought I had no power. I thought God was, you know, this puppeteer up in the sky, like doing all these things in my life, and that I was this victim. And then in counseling, I started reading books by Louise Hay, Wayne Dyer, Abraham Hicks, and I just realized how much power I have to co-create the life that I want to have. And so that was huge for me. So then we got the call from the agency saying we could move forward with the paperwork. So we got sent the paperwork. And as I looked at it, and I learned some more of the state's requirements for adopting, we just realized in our heart that this was not going to be the path for us. So the door was completely shut on that. And we were in the middle of a fundraiser, actually an online fundraiser during that time. And I really felt led to reach out to one of my friends who had supported us through our journey and asked her if she would be willing to be our surrogate. So she talked to her husband and they agreed. So, but she was still nursing her little guy. And so she had to kind of wait till that journey was done. And we did not want to rush that at all because that was a special relationship for her. Mm-hmm. And so I continued going to counseling until I was like, I did 20 months of counseling. And then I felt like, you know, I'm ready to step out and do this on my own now. I feel like I've gotten the foundation that I need. And so she went through all the testing she needed to. She even had to go through a surgery to scrape her uterine lining to be ready to be our surrogate. And then, before she was all ready, I had gone through my IVF process. So I did all the shots, and they were able to retrieve 5 eggs. 4 of them were mature. So they were able to fertilize all 4 of those eggs. And then the embryos made it to the day 5 and they were all frozen. And so then they were frozen for a while. And then when she was ready, we had our implantation day, which was incredibly emotional and very exciting. I know. it was so.
I can't even imagine, like, the nerves, the tears.
And especially because I had been diagnosed by the fertility clinic with low ovarian reserve, meaning I had less eggs in my ovaries than someone my age, probably because of the hysterectomy. So we were told we had about a 25% chance of having a baby, period. However, all 4 of our embryos made it, you know, to the freezing stage. So it was a miracle already. And so we just showed up in full faith that, like, this was going to work. And so a couple weeks after implantation day, we found out she was pregnant, and we started this incredible journey. Like, I cannot even explain to you how much love, like, it brings me to tears because she was just so incredible. Oh. Like, I thought I was going to be so jealous of her, right, carrying my baby, and that it was going to be so hard for me to, like, have to experience it from the outside. But she let us be super involved, like let us feel the baby whenever we could. She even bought Belly earbuds for the baby so we could record messages so he could hear our voice before he was born. So it was just so special. And then I was able to pump in the last months of pregnancy to relactate because I had nursed my daughter for a few years. Mm-hmm. So I was able to relactate. So on October 26th, 2016, Kip was born at Jerrica's home with the same midwife we had used for Keely's birth. And it was amazing. So I got to nurse him. And then Jerrica pumped for us actually for 11 months because I didn't make all the milk he needed. In fact, I didn't make all that much, but I was able to use the supplemental nursing system with the milk that she gave us. So I was able to nurse him for like 4 years. So it was just amazing. So it felt like I still got that really special bond with him, even though I didn't carry him. So that's the story.
Yeah, like that. That is so amazing. That's so amazing.
Yeah.
So tell me about your thoughts and feelings and emotions that you went through throughout this whole journey once you knew that the pregnancy had actually taken.
Wow. Okay.
Because, of course, there's that waiting period, right, of whether or not it's actually going to come into fruition.
It's going to take. Yeah. There was just this knowing that we had, you know, like once we switched onto this path of surrogacy, it just really felt like even when Jerrica told us, okay, they're going to make like, I'm going to have surgery in order to go through with this. Is that okay with you guys? Like, are you willing to pay for this? And we're like, go for it. Like we just knew that this was meant to be our path. She, like, from the moment she heard our story, she felt this pull in her heart that she was going to be super involved in our lives in some way. And so, yeah, that it was just kind of, we just felt it. Like she felt it, we felt it. And what was cool is during the entire pregnancy, she could feel the love from Kip coming to us and we could feel his love. There was just this love fest going on the entire pregnancy that was just so strong and amazing. And like, I wouldn't have wanted it to happen any other way, but like life knows better than we do.
It was just so perfect for you, for everybody.
And now she's like still a very important part of our lives. Like our families, she makes his birthday cake every year. It's right. Just, there's so much love between us. So it's been cool.
So what did you learn throughout this whole process?
I learned that there is so much more love and support around each and every one of us than I ever knew. Like a lot of my life, I felt like I was so alone in my journey. And throughout this process, it like cracked me wide open. I was open to all of the love and support around us. I realized that life has far bigger plans for my life than I do. And that the universe loves to give me the desires of my heart. Like I felt Chad and I had grieved during our adoption journey that we were never going to have a biological son. I mean, I know that was just very important to us. That was a strong desire on our hearts. And so we grieved a lot of these things and the universe just brought everything about in the most amazing way. I also learned that my body has the amazing power to heal itself because I almost died, you know, I almost bled to death and from the hysterectomy and all that. And my body healed itself and it made healthy eggs so that we could go through this journey. And I learned that I'm worth loving. Like I learned to love myself. I learned to know my own power. We're just far more powerful than we give ourselves credit for. And so that was huge for me.
Well, just by you saying that, you know, and that's everything changed for you in that moment that you shifted your belief system, that yes. You were willing to open up and receive the universe without the religion aspect of it, because you could see it in advance. If you turn more spiritual, that's how I opened up totally and completely and was, you know, start looking around. There's signs everywhere. You just have to be open to receive and allow, right?
Exactly.
Which is huge.
Yes.
That's amazing. Through this whole process, you did, you know, like you had just mentioned how much you had learned and everything, but what is it that you want others to know that are going through this, right now? And how could you, what advice would you give them?
I would tell them that, yes, it's easy to like be fearful and worry about the details and how things are going to play out and to want to control every little bit of it. But honestly, when you surrender and give in to the stillness and just follow your inner guidance. And that was the thing I also learned, is listening to my inner guidance. The people are going to tell you so many things about what you need to be doing, which path you need to take. And just going within and listening to your inner guidance is really the most important thing you could do, because that's when we started attracting all these amazing things into our lives. So,
and that's a huge thing. You know, we're so busy looking at the outside world for everything for us. And that's why these moments of silence come to us, so then the universe can talk to us. And that's one thing that people really, really need to understand, is everything you ever need in your life, or that you're going to get in your life, all comes from within. And that is such a huge thing. And there is not one podcast that I have done that people have not said that. And so people really need to start paying attention. Go in the stillness. Look at their silence. What is the universe telling them? Because you can tell the difference between ego and the universe talking to you.
For sure.
You can tap into it so easily, you know? And so that's just so important. And that is one of the things that I want people out there to understand.
Yeah.
So where are you now, my dear?
Where am I now? Can I share about my book?
You can share everything, because your life has totally shifted.
It has. Like, I went obviously from this very anxious, very depressed state to now I am living a life that I absolutely love. Like, I wake up in the morning and I cannot wait to jump out of bed and let's get going. What can we create today? Mm-hmm. Like, and I've learned that I deserve to have the desires of my heart. I felt so unworthy because I'd been taught that I'm a broken sinner, right? That's unworthy. And so to come this far and know that I'm worthy of love and happiness and creating whatever life I want to create has been so much fun and so empowering. So I wrote a book. This one is my proof copy. So it has a little strip on it that is not going to be on the book that everyone else gets, but it's called Celebrating Your Life. Create a life that excites and delights you. And so in it, we celebrate all the things in your life, because a lot of times we're so focused on all of the problems, right?
Oh, yeah. Because that's what we've been taught too, right?
Right. No? You think if you focus enough on the problems, you should be able to fix them, right?
Yeah.
And this is all about celebrating the gifts that you come into this earth with, like celebrating yourself. Like, you're a huge piece of this puzzle in creating your dream life. It's not just God doing these things to you. You're a huge part of the co-creative process. Mm-hmm. It's celebrating your body and falling in love with your body. Your body is always communicating with you, always. And it has incredible wisdom to offer you. Also, we talk about the power of the mind to create your dream life. And then I actually have you go through and design your dream life, like all the things that you'd love to see in your life. And we talk about attracting abundance, because a lot of times, a lot of our dreams cost money. So we talk about attracting abundance and then having a blast with the people in your life. So the ways you can shift your perspectives around your relationships to make them so much fun. So that is what my book is about. It's coming out around June 30th. So
where will we be able to purchase that book?
On Amazon. I'm going to have the ebook and the paperback. I'm trying to have them available on the same day, but Amazon, it kind of takes some time for each of them to load. So
right.
I will try.
Right. So just to let everybody know, all of Amber's information is going to be in the notes for all of her information on the podcast. So yeah, that's exciting. So what else?
Yeah. Well, and they can get the first three chapters of the book on our website on chadandamber.com for free, so they can read it before they decide if they want to buy it. What else? We recently just started our business. So we are going to start doing some relationship mentoring. We're going to create some relationship courses for couples, because we have a fabulous marriage. All of this contrast that we've experienced and all of the things, any couple who's been through any sort of low points, not only like a near-death experience together and infertility, all these stresses, my husband's job as a police officer, we've been through a lot of really low points. But it's been amazing, because it has taught us so much and brought us to this point where our relationship is rock solid, like rock solid. And we cannot wait to share what we've learned with other people about connecting more deeply with their significant other. So
Nice. Wonderful. And it's so funny when you talk about contrast, right? A lot of people don't realize contrast is there for a reason. Because if you don't have contrast, how do you know what you like and what you don't like?
Exactly.
Right. So people need to learn, if they have contrast, they have to stop and they have to think, why is this happening to me? There's a reason this is happening to me. Right. You know, so just really look into the contrast in your life, learn from it, go on from there. Huge.
Oh, yeah. Everything is happening for you. And that's the thing, is we think all these things happen to us and we feel like victims at times, but
we have to get rid of our victim and our denial.
Yes. Yeah. It's all happening for us, because if you don't release those things that aren't you, you can never become the version of you that you want to become.
Exactly. Exactly. So what are your final words that you want to say to the audience?
My final words would be, I love Abraham Hicks. Abraham Hicks is my favorite.
My favorite too.
And Abraham says, the purpose of life is joy. It's not struggle. It's not sacrifice. It's not hard work. It's joy. And what I want to leave is that the purpose of your life is to have so much fun and to experience all the love and happiness that you are willing to receive. So let it in, please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you 100%, 100%. Amber, this has been a absolutely wonderful time, just a blast. I'm so happy for you. I'm blessed to have you a part of my journey. So I want to thank you for being a part of my journey. And this is going to be the first of many, many journeys. I really feel that we're going to have together. Like we talked earlier about where I'm going and what you're doing. And it's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing. So thank you. Thank you for being on my podcast.
Thank you. I love you, Shannon.
I love you too.
Bye.
I want to say thank you for sharing this time with me. And don't forget to subscribe so you receive every episode. And please share this podcast with others. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram. And if you would like more information on my mindset and manifesting coaching, go to shannonmondor.com. Until next episode, blessings to all, and thank you for being a part of my journey.